History. Do you think that a knowledge of history is important for a well-rounded education?
We all need to know our own country's history, the position of our history with regard to others, and world history in general. Someone said that if we fail to learn from history, then we are condemned to repeat its mistakes.
Do you think that politicians and other influential people pay enough attention to history when planning the future?
Maybe I'm being a little cynical when I say that perhaps too many politicians are concerned about their role in history rather than learning from the past so that they can wisely influence the future.
Which historical event do you think most influenced your country's history?
The bombing of Pearl Harbor by the Japanese in 1941 was certainly influential because it demonstrated that the USA couldn't just isolate itself from world affairs. Even today, we can see the results of that event, as the USA tries to influence world events, not wait until events influence them directly.
Which historical events continue to influence the lives of people in your country?
I think that the invasion and occupation by Japanese forces in 1937 have led to a negative view of that country, and the sooner that Japan apologizes, the better.
In the future, do you think that history will become less important as science and technology become more important?
100 years ago, few people could imagine things like computers and space shuttles and televisions. Today, these marvels are no longer marvelous, as students and researchers discover new finds. History is the study of the past and what has already been discovered. Science and technology brings the future into the present, but history only brings the past into the present. Students today are eager for new knowledge, not old knowledge.
If you could be an important historical figure, who would you choose to be?
I would like to be Alexander the Great, because he conquered the world, and I haven't.
Hobbies and interests.
Do you think that men and women usually have different hobbies and interests?
Not always. I think the differences between men and women are getting less and less, and women are challenging men in every area now, so this includes hobbies and interests.
Do you think that people's hobbies and interests change as they get older?
No, I don't think so. Perhaps the amount of time devoted to hobbies and interests change over the years, as you may have more time when you are younger and older. But the age in between is when you are more occupied with family and work.
If you took up a new hobby or interest, what would you take up?
I would love to take up parachuting. It is a dangerous but exciting sport, and the thought of jumping out of an airplane and then flying through the air for several seconds would be breathtaking. It would be quite expensive, so I would have to stop eating out at so many expensive restaurants.
In the future, do you think that people will have more time to spend on their hobbies and interests?
Well, certainly the working week is getting shorter. People are being given more holidays, and so there is more leisure time. In the future, people will retire earlier and live longer, and that means more time to spend on hobbies and interests.
What do you think our hobbies and interests tell other people about our personality?
If you are introverted, quiet and shy, then possibly your interests might reflect that, as you may prefer to spend time doing an interest on your own, such as reading or stamp collecting. If you are extroverted and outgoing, then you may be involved in interests that involve other people, such as sports.
Do people often have hobbies or interests connected in some way with their work?
I suppose that it would be ideal if you could combine your interests and work, and probably some people do that. For example, if you are a train spotter, then you get a job with the railway. It can work the other way round with the job dictating new interests. Holidays and tourism. What kind of places do people in your country like to go to on holiday, and what do they usually do there?
Tourists like to see famous historic buildings, whether they be castles or cathedrals or palaces. people are interested in the history of these places and any unusual stories connected with them. City breaks are also popular, as they give tourists the opportunity to spend a few days in a European capital and explore it in their own time.
Do you think that where people go on holiday and what they do on holiday is related to their income?
Yes, because the more money you have, then you can travel to faraway exotic places such as Hawaii or Bali and stay in 5-star hotels. You can also stay there longer and have more frequent holidays. If your income is small, then perhaps you can only travel within your country and stay in a caravan by the sea.
How are people's holidays different to 20 years ago? And how are they still similar?
They are different in that holidays now include further away destinations and hotel standards and expectations have risen. They are similar in that people still like to sunbathe by the sea or visit local tourist sites.
In the future, what kind of holidays do you think will become popular?
I think that special interest holidays are becoming more popular as people have more time and money to spend on their existing interests or try out new ones.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of going on a package holiday where everything is prepared for you by a travel agent?
The good thing about package tours is that everything is arranged for you, from flights and hotels to excursions. A disadvantage to some people is that everything is too organized, and that you have to travel in a group with people you do not know or may not like. What is your idea of a perfect holiday?
Everything depends on your traveling companion. A pretty girl wearing a bikini on Bali Island in one hand and a Bacardi and Coke on the other would be ideal. Languages.
What do you think is the best way to learn a foreign language?
The best way to learn a language is to go to a country where it is spoken, as this gives you maximum exposure to your new target language. This might not be always possible, so a better idea would be to find a Chinese language partner whose English level is the same as yours, or even a bit higher.
Do you think that the education system in your country focuses enough on foreign languages?
In China, English is now taught from primary school upwards and continues right throughout university education. Even PhDs have to learn it.
If you had the opportunity to learn another foreign language, which would you choose?
I would love to learn Chinese, as this is a language spoken by a quarter of the world's population and is a country I regard as my second home. Unfortunately, I am too busy teaching English to learn it.
How are language and culture connected?
Our cultural ideas and thoughts are expressed through language. In the English language, we have classic literature by Shakespeare that reflects the culture of the age he lived in.
Victorian novels, such as by Dickens, do the same, as do books of every age.
In the future, do you think that English will become so important and dominant that other languages begin to die out?
English is taught as a first or second language all over the world, and is now the language used in the business, diplomatic, political, and communication world. Other languages are naturally being relegated to second place, and will find themselves being used less and less. So, obviously, some languages will gradually disappear.
Would it be a good idea for people all over the world to learn a single artificial language, such as Esperanto?
No, I don't think so, as English already acts as a ready-made communicative global language and has the advantage of being presently studied and learnt by nearly one quarter of the world. Esperanto is perceived today as a failure and rarely used. The media.
How do most people in your country get the news?
In Britain, TV is the main source of news, followed by national newspapers. I remember that in instances like 9/11, it was TV that first showed the news. Newspapers just later supplemented what had been seen on the screen.
Compare newspapers and TV as news sources.
TV is faster and also sometimes shows live stories. Experts can be brought into the studio to discuss issues. Newspapers are often seen as more reliable, and in them greater amounts of news can be presented in greater detail. Newspapers can be read any time.
Do you think that the different media, newspapers, TV, radio, the internet, are reliable sources of news?
If there was a reliability ranking, then perhaps it would be TV first, then newspapers, radio, and the internet last. People are more likely to believe what they see. The internet is the least reliable because there is no control over what is posted on it.
What are the qualities of a good journalist or reporter?
A good journalist or reporter should be independent, observant, inquisitive, and good with words. They should also have the ability to communicate well and briefly.
How do you think most people will get the news in the future?
Perhaps with the increasing use of the internet, this form could be the major medium for bringing news to the people, but there will always be a place for other media.
Do you believe that rich and influential people often control what the media tells people?
I think that rich and influential people own the media, but there are editors and governing bodies that would be a limiting factor in their influencing what was said or not said. There have been occasional instances of misuse, but these are not the norm.
Do people in your country focus more on domestic news stories or on international news stories?
In China, the focus is more on domestic issues, but international ones are often important. Men and women. Generally, do you think that men and women have different characteristics?
Yes, I do. This is partly to do with genetics, gender and upbringing. Men and women think differently, and so act differently. Boys play with soldiers and guns, while girls play with dolls and prams. And this early training also helps to reinforce male-female characteristics. We dress differently and behave differently in front of our own gender than we do in mixed company.
Do you think that men and women are often better suited to different jobs?
It seems to be so, as there are more female nurses and primary school teachers, and the majority of soldiers are still men, even though women are allowed into the armed forces. Women express love more easily than men, and that is why they are in caring professions, such as nursing and teaching.
Why are women rarely well represented in the higher levels of government and business?
Although women represent 50% of the population, they certainly don't represent 50% of government and business. There are many reasons for this, such as sexism, and a view that women will leave their jobs to have a baby and not return. Although female numbers are rising in high-level jobs, sexist views still prevail.
Many people believe that a woman's place is in the home. Do you agree or disagree with this idea?
This is certainly the traditional view, and there is a lot of merit in it. Women do have a natural role in bearing and bringing up children, and when they turn to a career, instead find that there are added pressures which many find difficult to cope with.
Do you generally find that you get on better with men or women?
When I was younger, all my close friends were male. But now I find that I get on better with girls, and often discuss the same things with them that I would with a man.
Do you think that men and women want different things from life?
Yes, I do, because you only have to look at what they want from a spouse. Women want a man who is intelligent, faithful, and in a good career, while men want a woman who is pretty, kind, and thoughtful.
Money.
Do most people in your country prefer to spend any extra money they have or save it?
In England, people usually spend all their income and use credit cards to finance additional spending, so saving or investing money is not so important. Here in China, people have traditionally saved as much money as they can, although younger people are increasingly likely to follow the Western pattern and spend all their income.
Do you think that money is the most important thing in modern society?
I don't, but many people do. We know that money can buy a house, but it can't buy a home. It can buy medicines, but not health. It can buy acquaintances, but not friends. It can buy a bed, but not sleep. Money is important, but we need to remember that money is our slave and not our master.
Do you think that people of different ages spend their money on different things?
Yes, I do, and there are plenty of market surveys that have been done that will back me up. Young people tend to have a high disposable income and spend it on music, entertainment, clothes, etc. Older people may not have as much income, but they are more likely to have savings or investments.
If you had $1 million, what would you do with it?
I remember that one girl said she would give one third towards the poor people here in China, one third towards needy black children in Africa, and the rest towards medical care here. I would not argue against such a distribution.
In the future, do you think that we will still use banknotes and coins?
Credit cards are becoming more popular, but it is still a cash society in China. I think that higher banknotes could be introduced, and perhaps the banks will look at introducing plastic notes, which are already being used in Thailand and Northern Ireland. These tend to have a longer life than paper.
Do people who have a lot of money use it wisely?
The Sultan of Brunei is one of the richest men in the world. He has a large collection of sports cars, including several Formula One cars. He seldom uses them. On the other hand, he is also well known for donating millions of dollars to his own people. Music. What role does music play in our lives?
Music plays a big role in most people's lives, whether intentionally or not. We can listen to music at home, on the bus, at work, in shops, in fact, everywhere we go. Music is mobile, and we can listen to it on our Walkman or through our cell phone. It seems that silence is not golden anymore, and therefore not to be treasured.
Do you think that children should learn to play musical instruments?
I think that children should be encouraged to learn, both at home and at school. There are many kinds of musical instrument that can be chosen to suit the individual child. Playing a musical instrument well takes patience, discipline, and hard work, but encourages the creativity aspects of the developing child's brain.
In what ways can music affect our feelings?
It is sometimes said that music soothes anger. If we listen to classical or sacred music, then it can aid our spiritual side. Pop or light music can lift our spirits and cheer us up. Some heavy rock music can make us want to dance.
Compare modern music with more traditional music.
We see tremendous and fast changes being made today, as modern musical trends emerge and disappear very quickly. This is one of the most obvious changes, as traditional music tended to have a long popularity. Another big change has been the introduction of rap music, which several critics argue encourages crime and gun violence.
Is foreign music more popular than domestic music in your country?
Music has no frontiers, and so spreads naturally to more and more countries as people listen to it on the internet or MTV or the radio. People like to listen to their particular taste in music, and if it is made by a foreign group, that can show their growing international taste. It is usually the case that foreign music has a great influence on domestic music, and this benefits music in general.
Do people of different ages prefer different kinds of music?
We tend to like best the music we hear during our adolescent and student years, and so each new generation likes the music of that generation.
People.
How would you like other people to view you?
Well, I would like most people to view me in a favourable light, but this is not always possible. I would expect my closest friends and family to be more accurate in their assessment of me than a passing acquaintance. I hope people recognise my cheerfulness, optimism and intelligence, as well as good looks.
Do you think that people are often influenced by material things, e.g. money, cars?
It would be strange if we were not. We all suffer from envy, pride and greed to some degree. I would change my present job very quickly if I were offered a higher salary and a company car, even if I did not like my new job very much.
Do people's characters change as they get older?
It is often said that we reap what we sow, and if we do good things, then our characters should get better, or vice versa, as we grow older. Our reaction to circumstances is important too, as these can have a helpful or harmful influence on us. If I experience some bad luck in my life, then this may make me depressed and pessimistic in outlook.
Some scientists say that people are products of their environment. How far do you agree?
This is the old nature versus nurture argument. I think that nature plays the biggest part in creating our character, but nurture, or environment, has an important role to play and cannot be easily discounted.
What do you think are the most important qualities a person should have?
I think that love is the most important quality, as love embraces other qualities like mercy, kindness, forgiveness, tolerance, and patience. If we are loving, then other people accept us more easily, and also forgive us more easily for any bad qualities.
Older people often tell their younger relatives to lead a good life. What do you think they mean?
I think that it means good in a moral sense, and it obviously refers to older people's traditional values. But what is good for an older person may not mean the same thing for a younger person. Places of interest. What kind of places of interest do people in your country often like to visit?
British people often like to visit palaces and the homes of aristocrats, stately homes, in the countryside. People usually visit these places at weekends and on bank holidays during the spring and summer, when the weather is usually pleasant. The weather is important, as these stately homes usually have extensive gardens for visitors to walk in.
Do you think that a person's age affects what they consider to be a place of interest?
Yes, it does, because older people like to go somewhere peaceful and quiet, such as a park, whereas younger people like noise and excitement that could be found in a pop concert, for example.
What modern-day places do you think that people in the future will consider interesting?
Well, cities will always be interesting, but perhaps the modern buildings will not be so interesting, unless the architecture is unique or outstandingly different. Perhaps sites like the Three Gorges Dam will become tourist spots.
Do you think that places of interest often also have some educational value?
We can learn a lot from the places we visit if we consult guidebooks and local people. Much depends on your guide or teacher and the amount of time that you can spare in visiting. There is history to be learned from the people who lived there and the events that happened. There is architecture and culture expressed through the buildings too.
What more can we do to protect places of interest?
Not only do places of interest need to be conserved, but also the immediate area around them. It does not improve the view if we build a modern high-rise hotel next to a Buddhist temple, or build a four-lane highway nearby. Tourist numbers may sometimes have to be restricted in order to further preserve buildings and monuments. This is now being done at the Potala Palace in Lhasa. We could increase admission prices to help cover the cost of maintaining places of interest. This would probably also reduce the number of visitors.
Possessions.
What kinds of possessions are important to people in modern Chinese society?
I think that houses are important, as Chinese people like to provide for their family. Having a brand new apartment with modern Western furniture is a big trend now. Cars are becoming more important now too, as people's disposable incomes rise.
Do you think that people's possessions reflect their personalities?
Studies have shown that our personalities influence not only what kind of clothes we wear, but also the colour. Red can mean that you are very emotional or passionate, for example. If a person is very neat and tidy, that will also be reflected in what he wears.
Do men and women like to have the same kinds of possessions?
Women like to have many handbags and shoes, and so clothes and fashion accessories are important to them. Men are less interested in clothes, but would be more likely to have the latest technological gadgets, and of course have always been interested in cars.
Do certain possessions give people status in your country?
I think this is true in most countries. In England, designer clothes and accessories, as well as the right car, address and job, all give added status. For example, David Beckham has all these and is one of the most famous football stars in the world. If you have a big car, the latest mobile and an IBM laptop, then other people will look and act more favourably towards you. Well, maybe that's the idea.
In the future, what possessions do you think that people will value most?
As we get older, maybe the possessions we will value the most will be photos of our family and friends and gifts from loved ones. It is possible that people will value handcrafted and traditional items rather than mass-produced items.
If you could possess any item in the world, what would you choose?
I would love to own a Rolls-Royce. This is the most luxurious and expensive car in the world, and also handmade rather than mass-produced. To be able to drive down the road in one would be an unbelievable and unforgettable experience, as they are supposed to be wonderful to drive. Running a business. If you could have your own business, what products or services would you offer?
I would want to run my own restaurant. It would be a hot pot restaurant, as I would not need to hire a cook. I would buy the business from a franchise, as they would be responsible for all the food deliveries, and therefore it would make my life a lot easier.
What would be the best way to advertise your products or services?
This depends on my budget. As I would be just starting and probably not have a lot of money, I would have to rely on leaflets a lot and use students to deliver them. My restaurant would be in a mall, so handing out leaflets would be a cheap and effective way of reaching new customers.
On what basis would you choose your employees?
I would want staff who are warm and friendly and were prepared to put the customer first. It would not matter too much if they had no previous experience, as they could do on-the-job training. I would also expect them to have a high standard of personal hygiene.
What are the characteristics of a good boss?
One who knows how to lead and is also prepared to delegate. Too often bosses run everything and don't allow others to develop their own leadership abilities. He should be approachable and easy to talk to, so that employees can come to him at any time and discuss work and any problems they might have.
What benefits would you offer your employees?
As a new business, I could not offer as much as other well-established businesses. I would introduce bonuses depending on turnover and profits. I would also offer generous holidays and overtime payments. Obviously, meals would be free, and I would give family and friends discounts on meals taken. I would introduce a suggestion scheme and give rewards for the best ones.
Do you think that it is important for employees to spend time together socially?
I think that it is a good idea for employees to have, say, lunch together if they wish, but social activities organised by the company outside work time should be optional, as employees have their own personal lives, and anyway, employees are free to invite their colleagues to a social activity whenever they want.
Science.
What kind of person do you think makes a good scientist?
He or she should be original and creative and not afraid to take risks or to challenge the orthodoxy of his day, like Galileo or Copernicus, who believed that the Earth revolved around the Sun and not vice versa.
Do you think that modern scientific inventions have really improved our lives?
I think that most of us would find it difficult to manage without our computers or mobile phones, and find that these are really necessary in our everyday life. They have helped to make life and work easier. Health is an important area where computers and scientific inventions have done much to lengthen our lifespan and combat disease.
Do we really need people like historians, philosophers, and sociologists in the modern scientific world?
Science can tell us how something is, but not why, and so historians, philosophers, and sociologists are still very useful, even though they may differ in their conclusions.
What new scientific developments do you expect to see in the next 10 or 20 years?
I would like to see personal air packs developed that would enable people to transport themselves wherever they wanted. This would take traffic away from the ground into the air, where there is more space to manoeuvre. I would also like to see homes being built under the sea, as this would relieve the pressure on limited land resources.
What do you think of laboratory experiments on animals?
I think that I would be too squeamish to actually want to see one, but I think they are a necessary evil, as I would rather a person's life was saved through laboratory experiments than lost without them, especially if it was someone I knew.
Medical science is constantly helping people to live longer. Do you think that is a good thing?
It is better to live longer than face the alternative, but we seem to have a limited life, so that although medical science can help us to live longer, we still face numerous health and aging problems that increase as we get older. Shopping. Do you think that small shops can compete with large department stores and supermarket chains?
I don't think they can if they are located right next door. Small shops benefit from serving a local area and are able to provide more personal service, but are often more expensive than the supermarket and do not have as much choice and variety in what they sell.
Do young people and older people have different attitudes to shopping?
I think that older people tend to be more thrifty and economical in making purchases and will have more brand loyalties. Younger people, on the other hand, are more likely to suffer from impulse buying and buy according to style and image, rather than from practical considerations.
How is shopping today different to shopping 10 or 20 years ago?
We obviously have bigger supermarkets and malls to shop in, and there seems to be a wider selection of goods and services to choose from. Online shopping has become popular, and late-night and 24/7 shopping is starting to catch on in some areas.
How do you think shopping will be different in the future?
I think that catalogue shopping from your local supermarket might be an innovation. The ability to do online shopping and then have it delivered to your door or be able to pick it up from the supermarket would save a lot of time.
Do people in your country prefer buying things in several different small shops or in one or two large ones?
There are so many people here that shops are everywhere. I think that shopping has mainly been done in small shops, but that is simply because there were not many large ones. Now that supermarkets and shopping malls are here, large shops will take a bigger slice of the cake.
When people are shopping, do they pay more attention to quality or price?
This probably depends on the people and what they are buying. It also depends on their budget. Not everybody can afford to buy the best, regardless of price. there is a big demand for cheaper food staples. But people are prepared to pay more for quality, as quality products are more economical in the long run.
Skills.
Aside from those related to computing, what kind of skills do you think will be most useful for getting a good job in the future?
I think that team skills are useful as companies are requiring employees to be able to work together as a team, as the ability to get on with people is vital. English as a language skill is also useful as more companies are trading with foreign companies and need employees with a good command of English.
Do you think the children should learn practical and artistic skills at school?
Both are useful, as practical skills give children a sense of accomplishment, as indeed do artistic skills. After all, if children do not learn these skills at school, where are they going to learn them? Not all children are encouraged to learn practical or artistic skills at home.
Can having practical or artistic skills help develop people's characters?
If we have no practical or artistic skills at all, then I think that our characters are not fully developed.
In the future, do you think that certain practical and artistic skills may be lost?
I think that these are being lost all the time, but most of them refer to skills that are no longer needed or used. It is obviously more time-consuming and expensive to make certain products or do some things in old-fashioned ways than if we have modern technology in their place.
Which practical or artistic skills do you wish that you had?
I wish I could be more computer literate and knew more about the various computer programs so that I could make fuller use of them for my work and leisure time pursuits.
Do you think we can learn practical and artistic skills from books, or do we really need teachers?
Whilst the number of students enrolling for distance learning is increasing, it will never replace actual on-site teacher training, as face-to-face teaching is the best method of teaching there is. Teachers can explain the information more clearly than books show, and, more importantly, correct our mistakes on the spot. Sport. What kinds of sports are popular in your country now, but weren't popular 20 years ago?
I think that sports like rollerblading and snowboarding have become very popular in the last few years. There's also been an interest in extreme sports, where man has to overcome certain natural obstacles or compete with others in different disciplines.
Do you think that young people spend too much time studying, watching TV and playing on computers rather than getting exercise and playing sports?
I would say yes. Many of my students say that they spend too much time playing games on the computer rather than studying or doing sports, and that their work has suffered. I think that parents and teachers should be stricter with the children under their control, but encouragement is better than enforcement.
How can playing sports help us in other aspects of our lives?
Playing sports helps increase your level of energy, allows you to make new friends, helps prevent disease, and increases stamina. So it is common sense to take part in sports, although it is usual to play less sports as we get older.
Which sports do you think will become more popular in the future?
In England, football keeps on increasing in popularity, but a lot depends on the success or otherwise of the national team. After England lost in Euro 2004, national interest in the game plummeted.
If you could be really good at a sport, which sport would you choose?
I wish I was really good at football. I like it, but the main reason I would choose that sport rather than any other is that top football stars are known all over the world. Wherever they go, fans cheer them. I would love the attention. In addition, football stars earn a lot of money, and that's an attractive reason for most people to do something. I could also play for the national team, which would be a great honour, though I hope I wouldn't make a mistake and let the team down.
Compare the kinds of sports that men and women prefer.
There used to be a greater division between sports played by men and women, but now the tendency is for equality in the games played.
Transport. Compare trains and buses as forms of transport in your country.
Trains are popular and cheap, but often very overcrowded, and sometimes it is difficult to get a ticket. Buses have the advantage of a better network, but are slower than trains. I prefer a train to a bus for a long journey, as I can book a soft sleeper and travel in some style and comfort.
Which types of transport do you think are better for short journeys, and which are better for long ones?
For short journeys, I always take a taxi, as it is quicker than a bus, even though it is more expensive. For longer journeys, I prefer to take a plane, as it is faster than the train. Speed and comfort are more important for me than cost.
Is flying a common form of transport in your country?
It is certainly very common and increasing in popularity. The airlines are joining forces and buying new aircraft so that new routes will be added and more flights available.
How do people in your country usually travel when they go on holiday?
When holiday time comes, all forms of transport are heavily used, and sometimes it's a matter of having to take what's available. Buses are better for short destinations, trains and planes for longer ones. People who have cars may prefer to use those.
Do you think that the use of cars should be limited by law?
I certainly think so. In the big cities, we already have too many cars on the road, and this increases pollution and traffic jams. The problem is that we have too many cars on the road now, so restricting future car ownership is not going to help all that much. Perhaps something could be done about the taxis, many of which drive about the city empty.
In what ways do modern transportation methods make our lives easier?
We can visit more places, travel faster and in more comfort today than ever before. It can be easy to book a holiday from home using the computer, and we can pay by credit card too. The downside is that in some places and at certain times, there can be too much traffic, and this can cause delays.
TV.
How much do you think that TV influences our lives?
TV provides us with current affairs, entertainment, and informative programs. Most households would have one, so the potential for influencing our lives is tremendous. We can use TV as a means of relaxation after work or study, and be kept informed of what's happening in the world. However, sometimes we can be too involved in watching other people's lives rather than in living our own.
Do you think that children watch too much TV?
Parents often think this, although children don't. Watching too much TV may mean that children are not doing other things such as homework or interacting with other children. Parents need to keep a balance between the passive and active activities their children are involved in.
Do you think that there is too much advertising on TV?
No, I don't think so. I think the amount is just right at the moment, but perhaps it will increase a lot in the future. Some advertising is not allowed, such as for tobacco products. If it was allowed, we would probably have too much advertising.
Compare the kinds of programs that young and old people watch.
Young people watch a lot of music shows and modern soap operas, whereas old people tend to like traditional dramas and game shows. Both watch news and current events, but generally there is a big difference between the programs they watch.
Is there too much violence on TV in your country?
We are used to seeing a lot of kung fu on Chinese TV, so you could say that violence is a way of life. However, the violence shown is not as graphic as shown on Western TV, so I would say that there is not too much violence shown.
Are many foreign TV programs shown in your country?
Not many. Certainly not within domestic TV networks, although this may change in the future. The ones that are shown tend to be very old programs or films. There are foreign TV channels available, but they are expensive to subscribe to. Work. What kinds of jobs do you think will be the most popular in the future?
There are usually trends within the job market, so that what is popular now may not be popular in the future. One career that is popular now, and will remain so in the future, is anything connected to an international company. These jobs are seen as offering higher salaries, prestige, the opportunity to mix with foreigners, and the possibility of travel abroad.
Do you think that salary is related to the importance of the job?
I hope so. As I progress up the corporate ladder, I would expect to receive a higher salary. This is true in most areas. I know that nurses are not highly paid, and yet they are considered to have important jobs.
What other factors can influence the salary a person earns?
A person's relevant education and experience are big factors in deciding the initial salary. Increasing responsibilities and length of service usually lead to promotion and a salary increase. Having additional skills such as a language and passing language exams are important factors too.
What factors influence young people when they are deciding on their future jobs and careers?
Job security is highly important, as is a job related to their major. Salary is important too, but because of the intense competition for jobs, this is now not as important as it used to be.
If you had your own business, what would it be, and what kind of people would you employ?
I would like to run an English school and hire native English speakers who are qualified teachers and good at communicating with students. I would have classes connected with IELTS and business, so I would need experts qualified in these fields.
In the future, do you think that people in your country or occupation will work fewer hours or more?
The trend worldwide seems to be for fewer working hours, and China is no different from other countries in this respect. There may well be government regulations that will come into force, restricting the number of hours that employees will work.